Well, now this is going to shock you, but see, I never had high school.
Oh.
The reason for that was I was in the country. There were no busing. You know, there was no busing.
Right.
And it wasn't mandatory.
Right.
So all my friends from Vogel Center went to McBain High School because there wasn't any busing then, but they drove cars.
Right.
Four or five kids pooled, you know, in one car. But I was just across the county line in Clare County. And so if I'd, legally, I would have had to go to the district, would have incorporated Osceola County, which would be Marion High School,
yeah.
which was like Sodom and Gomorrah to my folks. You didn't do that.
Right.
And with pretty good reason, too. But then McBain would have been a safe alternative, but I was out of their territory.
Right.
And also, I had no way to get there. The only way a few people got there was by boarding someplace in town, and then they could go to school there. I couldn't. My folks pulled back from boarding because two girls that we knew from two totally different families, became pregnant while they were boarding.
Yeah.
And so they didn't think that was a good place to put their daughter.
Right.
And, but then when I was 16, see, I graduated from eighth grade at 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was the highest in our township. And then we went to Clare County for our little eighth grade graduation, because in those days they had a county graduation. And so I did very well for myself in spite of being only 12 years old. I was just barely 12.
Wow.
I was 12 in May, 4th of May, and graduation, I think, was the 13th of May. So, you know, And now looking back, I thought, well, I couldn't have been stupid, because after all, you know,
yeah.
at the time I felt dumb. I felt ignorant. I felt very dumb, not with it.
Just because you hadn't gone to high school, or just?
Well, I don't know. In those days, you weren't patted on the back constantly. Oh, you did well, or that's a beautiful way, that's a good paper you brought home. That just wasn't the way of things. And we didn't bring our papers home. All the parents got really was a report card.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's the way things were in those days. So, consequently, the kids that I went to Sunday school with, and my sister Jeanette from Vogel Center, and a number of my other friends, they all went to high school, and pretty soon they came to graduation, and I cried myself to sleep different times because Mom say to me, "What's the matter, Gertrude?" And I wouldn't know, but I was just hurting because I wasn't going to school and they were.
Yeah.
And so finally, nothing was said to me. I didn't hear a thing. But my Aunt Dinah had been a school teacher and she had gone to Ferris. But she also had an eighth grade education, but you could go to Ferris and it was up to you. If you could handle the subjects, well, go right ahead. If you couldn't, well, then you dropped out, of course.
Yep.
So it must have been through my Aunt Dinah, I think, that mother probably told her that I was hurting because my friends had all gone to school and I couldn't, and then a couple of them were going to go on for a short course at Paris. Anyway, all of a sudden, my folks said to me, "How would you like to go to Paris?" Well, I couldn't even believe it. But the upshot was I went.